Real quick before we get into Traffic on the Fives, Clotilda, the new documentary pertaining to the last known state slave ship. It's actually about the descendants in Africatown who are descendants of the Clotilda. It's called Descendant. It's going to launch October 21st on Netflix now and in select movie theaters. And it was the production company from Michelle and Barack Obama. So kind of a cool one right there. That this is one of their first movies that they're releasing. And it's going to be October 21st on Netflix. Top three stories here real quick. Consumer confidence has risen for the first time in 4 months amid cheaper gas prices and slower inflation. Mississippi floods have prompted the National Guard to be deployed and schools have closed and the water is undrinkable. And finally, Trump's Truth Social Network has been barred from the Google Play Store over concerns of content moderation. Let's get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our major highways, I-10 and I-110, are checking in clear without any major delays, as well as 29 and 90 throughout Pensacola. If you do see something slowing you down on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. This traffic report is presented by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting recreational properties. Visit Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Earlier we were talking about cord cutting and switching from antennas to cable and then eventually streaming, and then people have gone backwards to going back to streaming and then going back. And now you're getting a new report that a lot of millennials and Generation Zers are saying that they are they're saying that they're finding that you could just use a digital antenna to get free TV. Like, oh, you're finding this, huh? Like, we all knew this, and we all moved to other stuff. But basically what they said is, I guess it's a new trend where Generation Z and millennials are starting to try to use antennas for the TV. Problem with the antenna is, unless you have a really good antenna or unless you live close to a tower, oftentimes there's stations you can't pick up. It's a pain in the butt to try to use an antenna nowadays. It's not the same as it used to be. There's not nearly as good or clear. I mean, they're clear if you pick up the station. There's a lot of stations you can't pick up unless you get a more robust antenna. And, yeah, it gets to be a pain to me. It's just not worth it. And then let's see here. So going along with that, somehow we got this conversation going up about VHS and Betamax, and had a text saying that Betamax was lost out to the VHS versus Betamax battle because Betamax actually had a remote that was attached to a wire. I got a text here. The Betamax VHS, main reason why VHS went out, Sony had Betamax and would not allow anyone to make beta machines. VHS was owned by JVC and RCA and let everybody produce their machines. You know, that's one of the things here. When you look at the Blu-ray discs, you had Blu-ray discs and you had HD DVDs. It was DVD players. Remember, it was DVD and a laser disc. DVD ended up winning out because they were smaller. Laserdisc, though, had a better quality. That's the thing. That's the thing we don't remember. Betamax actually had a better picture than VHS, yet VHS ended up winning out. Laserdisc had a better picture than DVDs, yet DVD won out. It's about distribution. Who can you get to carry your product the most? Then we get to the last battle that we just went through, which was HD DVD and Blu-ray. And the reason why Blu-ray ended up beating HD DVD is because Sony corrected their past mistake. Sony put Blu-ray on all their PlayStations. And PlayStation was the most, you know, is the most sold console. So everybody who had a PlayStation was able to play HD, was play Blu-rays. People who had Xbox, which was, the consoles weren't nearly sold as much as PlayStations, they could play HD DVD. Well, PlayStation ended up winning out, as well as Sony, you know, made sure there was a lot of other Blu-ray players out there, so Blu-ray ended up winning out. It's about distribution more often than not. It's not even about the better picture quality type of a thing. I guess that wasn't really the last battle. The last battle is in streaming. because now we've gone into the streaming realm. Netflix versus everybody is essentially what it is. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, Top Trending News with David Wayne in the newsroom. Stick around.
The young gun with the quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
It's Pensacola right thunder. Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Remember, you can stream us online on our website, newsradio923.com as well. We're also on the 95.3 signal for those of you north of I-10. And, of course, we're always on AM 1620, which still is our biggest signal. It's just, you know, nobody listens to AM anymore. I get it. Wah, wah, wah. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Retiring Secret Service official Tony Ornato plans to continue cooperating with the House January 6th committee. He was an aide in the Trump White House and made headlines after Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony in June, where she said, or described his account, rather, of former President Trump lunging at his driver to insist they go to the Capitol. It's unknown whether Ornato has testified before the committee so far, but he tells NBC News that his counsel has been in touch. NASA making another attempt for their Artemis 1 launch this Saturday. Technical problems, of course, with one of their engines forced them to abandon Monday's attempt. Mission managers say they're going to be changing their schedule and procedures to chill the engines before ignition. So hopefully they'll be ready for liftoff on Saturday. Artemis 1 sending that rocket to the moon. And a Department of Defense DNA analysis project has identified a Tennessee sailor that died while serving in the Navy at Pearl Harbor. Oliver Berger's remains were identified using family members' DNA samples. Berger was only 26. He was serving as a petty officer on the USS Oklahoma when the vessel was sank during the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. And Berger now going to receive honors in a ceremony and a full military burial.
All right, very nice. And that he's from
Tennessee? Yeah, he is from Tennessee. Long time ago. Boy, it's amazing what they can do with the DNA technology these days.
Yeah, it is. It is something else. And, you know, it gives you a lot more comfort, I think, in solving cases. And I just saw the other day that there was a 30-year-old unsolved case, murder case out west, that the L.A. coroner's officer, you know, whoever, L.A. PD ended up uncovering, and it was because of DNA. Because,
yeah,
you know, 35 years ago, they didn't have DNA testing. And now they're like, hey, you know what? Let's go to this unsolved case. And they're apparently just unraveling unsolved case after unsolved case out in L.A. because they're pulling up DNA.
It's interesting because they don't need your DNA specifically, but your family members and, you know, things like that. They can get everything they need from that. So.
Yeah. And that's the thing. They're finding. So they're pulling up. They're finding unsolved case, unsolved case, unsolved. And they're solving these cases now because of DNA. And in many of these cases, the murderer is dead already. Like he's already passed on. He's already passed away. But they didn't have a way to verify the match. They verified the match with siblings and stuff like that. And so it's amazing what they're able to do now with the science. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear, as well as North Palafox Street. Nothing to slow you down on Davis, as well as Olive Road. That's going to include Langley, Creighton, all in that same area as well. And 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre checking in clear. If you do see something else, just give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
So you know how we often talk about how electric vehicles are probably going to be the plastic bags in about 20 years. They'll be the plastic bags of the future. Meaning, you know, we're all like, oh, we got to save the trees. And then so we all went to plastic bags and we're like, hey, these plastic bags are kind of cool. You can carry 20 bags on one hand. It's amazing. And so then we all went to plastic bags. And then like 20 years later, like, hey, so that whole thing with the plastic bags, yeah, it's killing our oceans and it's filling up our landfills. So we need to go back to paper. I see that happening with electric vehicles. As much as I think electric vehicles are cool, they're super fast, they're quiet. In 20 years, we're going to be like, so you know how we went to electric vehicles because we thought it was going to save the environment? Yeah, it's not, so we need to go back. Well, I have a couple updates on electric vehicles here in the state of Florida for you next. So California has gone ahead and banned all sales of new gas-powered cars by 2035. And they're not the only ones. Looks like Massachusetts looking to do the same kind of thing. Now, Florida's already passed this bill, and so that's already been done. He signed it earlier this week. A couple weeks ago. And Massachusetts is going to start phasing out gas-powered vehicles as well, and they're not the only ones either. And you've also got New York, New Jersey, Vermont, and Oregon that are trying to ban the sale of gas-powered vehicles. And I'm just looking at this, and okay. So this is really going to be put. We already know. We've already talked about some manufacturers. Like Volkswagen and stuff, they already plan on going 100% electric within the next 10 to 15 years anyway. So there's going to be very few gas-powered vehicles even available to purchase by 2035. That's hard to believe. So in the meantime, when I see stories like this, it freaks me out a little bit. A customer purchased a Chevy Volt, which, by the way, full disclosure, I really like the Chevy Volt. It's a fun car to drive. And very fuel efficient. It's a hybrid electric. A customer, their battery went down on it with only 70,000 miles on the Volt. They had to replace the battery. It cost $29,000 to replace the battery. You can buy a brand new, or you can buy a used Volt for $7,000 or $8,000, especially when it only has 70,000 miles on it. $29,000 to replace it. Now with that, the state of Florida is going to spend $125 million buying electric buses. Gambie County is going to be one of them that where our diesel-powered transit buses are going to be replaced by the electric buses. And then we're also talking about California, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, and Vermont are all looking to ban gas-powered vehicle sales. You will not be able to buy a vehicle in those states. Also, I was saying that in California particularly, they're saying you cannot buy a gas-powered vehicle after 2035 and bring it into the state. Wow. Is a text. Hey, Bobby, with that 2023 California deal, you can't bring a gas-powered car from another state in. What do people who may have the unfortunate need to move there for work do with their current car? Maybe you have to prove you're moving in with the precious car and fill out all kinds of paperwork and enjoy absorbing your free time. No, they're just not going to let you bring it in. They're going to make you go buy an electric vehicle. They will do that in places like California. That's crazy. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here before we get to our sports hit. Consumer confidence has risen for the first time in 4 months on cheaper gas and lower and slower inflation, as that's dropped a little bit. Mississippi flood has prompted the National Guard deployment. Schools moved online. And unfortunately, now we're getting word that there's no clean water, tap water, in Jackson, Mississippi area. 160,000 people without water, and they do not know when they'll be able to restore it. Oh, boy. And then Trump's Truth Social Network, it's been on the Apple platform for a while. Now they're trying to get on the Android platform. But the Google Play Store has barred the Truth Social Network app from being on their system due to concerns over content moderation. In other words, they feel like they're not going to moderate it, which is the thing the Truth Social Network's bragging about. That's what they're touting. We're not going to censor. And they're going, well, if you're not going to censor, then we're not going to allow you on our platform. Oh, boy. So who knows what's going to happen with that whole ordeal. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, Pensacola Blue Wahoos were off last night. They're in Chattanooga now, and they started the game actually at 6:15. Today it's the top of the second inning, and right now the Pensacola Blue Wahoos are beating Chattanooga 2-0. You can listen to the game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. Rafael Nadal is playing in men's tennis right now on ESPN, the second-ranked tennis player in the world. And currently he is tied, three apiece. He's playing against, I don't know, Hijikata? Yeah. And then there'll be another game on ESPN 2. And Naomi Osaka is playing right now on, or no, she'll be playing at 8 o'clock on ESPN. And then let's see here. In other games going on, Major League Baseball, Cleveland Guardians are beating the Baltimore Orioles 5-1. Cincinnati Reds are beating the Cardinals 4-1. Tampa Bay Rays over the Miami Marlins 2-0. Washington Nationals over the A's 2-1. Scoreless game between the Blue Jays and the Cubs. The Mets are beating the Dodgers 1-0. Mariners are beating the Tigers 1-0. Atlanta Braves and Colorado Rockies are still scoreless in the top of the second. And top of the first inning right now, Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins is also scoreless. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No slowdowns to report. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear, as well as 29 and 90. Nothing to slow you down on Pine Forest, Blue Angel, or Lillian Highway. If you do see something else slowing you down on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
In sports news, John Gruden, the now, former coach of the NFL, says that his emails were shameful, but he's still a good person. This came about, of course, when he was kicked out of the league because of these emails that basically regarded that he had anti-gay, racist, and misogynistic language in his emails. And so he was basically run out of the league over that whole ordeal. So we are, with the NFL, they had to trim their 50-man rosters down to, they had to trim the roster down to 53 people by 4 o'clock Eastern today. Some of the big cuts that happened: Kansas City Chiefs cut wide receiver Josh Gordon. Marlon Mack, the running back for the Texans, was cut. Quarterback Kellen Mond of the Vikings was cut. And, in fact, with that, apparently the Dallas Cowboys cut all of their quarterbacks except for Dak Prescott. So I'm sure they're going to try to pick somebody up in free agency or something, but wow. Saints have traded cornerback Gardner Johnson to the Eagles. The Washington Commanders' Brian Robinson was released from the hospital today after being shot. Falcons wide receiver Calvin Ridley was allegedly targeted by a violent street gang. And the L.A. Clippers' John Wall explains that over the past few years, been pretty tough for him, battling an injury and having some close family members passing away and then being locked down with COVID. And he considered suicide at one point. Oh, boy. He's opening up in order to try to help others who may be struggling with the same thoughts. New York Knicks reportedly are extending the contract with R.J. Barrett and are removing him from any Donovan Mitchell trade talks, which probably means there will be no trade. And Cam Smith is the latest to join LIV Golf, jumping from the PGA Tour. He says that money and schedule were the main reasons. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Today's sign of the apocalypse, right after the January 6th riot, apparently White House staffers, House of Representatives staffers, others were very distraught. So they were offered a app, a meditation app, in order to calm their nerves. I understand that. I'm okay with this stuff. I'm okay with this. I've come to a better understanding of meditation and meditation apps and all this stuff. And there's a lot of free of them out there. And they were offered a free app, a meditation app that they could use to help calm their nerves if they were distressed by January 6th. The thing is the app was actually not free. They were given it for free, but Congress spent $100,000 purchasing the app for all the different staffers. But there's actually free apps out there. There's a lot of free apps out there for meditation and for calming your nerves and stuff. And they just take taxpayer dollars, mine your taxpayer dollars, and just went ahead and spent 100 grr on an app that they probably got a free version of. All right, well, there you go. That's Congress for you. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up next, get a quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom. Stick around. Bands on the Beach has been canceled tonight, so just due to weather, starting to get some weather brewing over there on the beach, and so they've gone ahead and canceled Bands on the Beach for tonight. I'll be back next Tuesday. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. And I got a question for you here. Do you mind having crumbs in your bed? We'll talk about that next, but first let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, an unwanted visitor is no longer terrorizing an elementary school in Polk County today. And by the way, that unwanted visitor was an 8-foot alligator.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that school district says the school's principal showed up earlier today. They found that gator in the school parking lot, but police showed up and they wrangled the gator and did all the
gator wrangling.
Yeah, the gator wrangling. Yeah, that's right. I think that's the proper term, is the gator wrangling. Yeah, they got it out of there. God, could you imagine showing up to work and seeing an 8-foot gator in the parking lot?
Yeah, especially when you got kids present. I mean, it's a school. Ooh. You got kids like, nope, this ain't gonna work. Somebody needs to wrangle that gator. So I guess that's what they did too. Where was this at?
It was in Polk County.
Okay. All right. Polk County getting a gator just showing up at the school. Like, nope. I bet the kids would have loved watching that, though. Like, they should have let the kids out. Like, all right, guys, we got a gator out. Everybody stay over here on this fence line, but you can watch them. Yeah, that would have been pretty fascinating to watch. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. There was a time back in the day when breakfast in bed was romanticized. When you just, I got a nice breakfast in bed. But according to a poll, people aren't in for that. 4 out of 5 people say, no, you cannot have crumbs in your bed. Wait a minute. 20%, 1 out of 5 say, yeah, it's okay to have crumbs in your bed. First of all, it's not okay to have crumbs in your bed. Even if you disagree, even if you like agree or disagree with eating in bed, which apparently the vast majority of texters think, no, you should not eat in your bed ever. I'm like, what about breakfast in bed? What if your romantic other brings you breakfast in bed? Does that not count? And you're just like, what are you doing? Bringing me breakfast in bed. This is a hard no. No breakfast in bed. Is that what would be the reaction?
Well, there's a reason why they make those little tables that they're supposed to bring it on.
That's true. So you got the table and the table tray.
Yeah.
In order to keep the crumbs off the bed.
Yeah. Big difference between.
You're okay with the eating in the bed for the breakfast in the bed or something, but no crumbs in the bed.
Yes, I think if you want to sit on your bed and watch TV and eat your snacks.
Yeah.
Eat your meal. That's fine. If you're munching on Cheetos under the covers, you have a problem.
Yeah, that's not good.
You need to stop.
That's not good. 20% are okay with the crumbs in the bed. They're like, it gives you a nice crunchy sleep. I don't know. They're like, well, you might be sleeping in the middle of the night and you get a little hungry for a snack, but you're too tired to get out of bed. You just lick the sheets. I just put that image in your mind. 35% of people admit to eating in bed, mostly late night snacks like cookies, chips, and popcorn, all the things that will give you crumbs. And then 33% said that even considering eating in bed is a deal breaker. Wait a minute. So we've gotten to know each other. We like a lot of the same movies. We like a lot of the same books. We have the same religious beliefs. We just get along wonderfully. But where do you stand with the whole eating in bed thing? They're like, get out of my house. Can't believe you think it's okay to eat in the bed. Let's see. 38% of millennials would consider ending a relationship over it. Ending the relationship over it. Can't even talk. Like, well, can we talk about this? No, you terrorist. You're a bedroom terrorist. Get out of here. That's a little extreme. Millennials are crazy. Let's get Traffic on the Fives with Millennial Gracie Wolf.
Okay. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear, as well as 29 and 90 not showing any delays. 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre also looking good. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
Good point here. The only time I have breakfast in bed or lunch or dinner in bed is if I'm in the hospital, and that's not good at all. That's right. And it's usually just Jell-O, so you're not going to get your crumbs and stuff. It's going to be squishy. You're going to have a squishy bed, like a water bed, just a Jell-O bed. Okay, it's getting a little crazy here. According to another survey, pretty much all of us silently judge other people. Some of us just vocally judge other people. It's not even silent. They're like, you decided to wear that in public, Bobby? I'm like, okay. But things like poking fun at people's appearances or clothes, when people leave an empty cup or just litter in general, we silently judge them. Here's one I definitely, yep, I do. When people leave the bathroom without washing their hands. Oh, yes. I'm like biting my lip and my tongue going, don't say anything, but I just want to go, get back in here and wash your hands. Like I'm their dad or something. Like, how dare you leave the bathroom without washing your hands? Did you touch that door handle? I don't think so. You know, and then it's just crazy. I just want to like put them in the corner. So I definitely silently judge when it comes to that kind of stuff too. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Saw this story. I've never been to one, but I have a lot of friends who post stuff on social media, and I see them attending Top Golf, and it's like a driving range, but it has like, it's a fun aspect of a driving range, plus it has a restaurant. So people go, like, see, I see my friends always go on like group dates with a bunch of people together, and they'll all have to be eating, and it's like almost like bowling, but for golf. It's like a way to bowl, but doing it with golf. And Mobile City Council has unanimously approved Top Golf. Oh wow! So they're going to be doing. They're going to be launching that over there. I'm surprised that they got that before we did. Like Pensacola seems a little bit more Top Golf friendly than Mobile. Wouldn't you think so?
They have a couple in Orlando. They have a Top Golf, and I think another one that's called something different.
Yeah,
and it's awesome. Like, not even just going with friends. Like, I'd go with friends. I know my dad will go with like colleagues. Like, instead of going to the golf course, then you go to lunch at Top Golf kind of thing.
Yeah.
So they're fun, and it's not like you don't have to be good at golf. You can do it just for fun.
Well, that's the thing I've seen is like some of my friends, they don't even play golf. Yeah. They just. It's just like when you don't play mini golf. Like you're like, I'm not a golfer. Well, you go play putt putt golf. Like. Well, yeah.
Yeah. And the food's always good. Usually has a good bar. So yeah. I'm jealous of Mobile.
Yeah. Mobile's good. There was something similar to that that was going to be open in Santa Rosa County, but I don't know what happened to it. I don't think it actually got off the ground. So, but yeah, I think something like that would do well over here. Also saw this other report that short-term rentals are affecting the housing market here in Pensacola area. The main reason is because there's 3,000 Airbnb rentals in the area, active Airbnb rentals, 3,000. And as they point out, for every short-term rental that's out there, that means that's a long-term rental that's not available. And that's part of the reason why we have high rental prices, high long-term rental rates, is because there's not very much opportunity out there. Very interesting aspect. Now they're starting to talk about limiting short-term rentals. I don't want to see that happening, though. Don't tell people what they can or can't do with their own property. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
95.3 and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.